settle in really well. All the boys and the staff have really taken me in and welcomed me, and it's been a joy, really. Enjoying the football, enjoying coming to work and putting the hours in the training ground with the boys.
Is it better than you expected? I mean, what were your expectations when you came here?
I think, when you go into a new club, obviously there's always, you always anticipate how it's going to be. But, I've got to say it's been a lot better than even I anticipated. I like to think that I get on with most people. But it's been a sort of breath of fresh air being here and really experiencing how much the boys are loving playing under the manager and learning. And I think that's a big thing. The manager's really sort of trying to impart his wisdom on the players and they're taking all that in.
It's been a strange season for you because I'm sure you probably expected to be still at Bolton, didn't you?
Football is a strange game and anything can happen. Obviously, the situation that they were under financially didn't make it possible for me to stay past sort of the 3 months that I initially signed, which was obviously unfortunate. Something that obviously I wanted to be a part of and help the club fight the relegation battle. And obviously with the financial situation, it was a very, very tough situation that they find themselves in. But, like I said, hopefully, they're coming out of that now and they can focus on actually, the games that they've got, upcoming games, to hopefully save themselves, because it's such a good club. A club that I immensely enjoyed my time at, even though they were under those restraints. But like I say, I wish them all the best.
Is it true that you offered to play for them for free?
I think that was taken out of context. I wanted to stay, obviously, with its financial situation. The players weren't getting paid anyway. And, I'd mentioned I would keep on playing if that was the case, if they wanted me to. I think with the embargo, I think that wasn't made possible. So I think it was the fact that, if I didn't have anything else, I wanted to help, but that just wasn't possible.
And there was talk of a move to America. Just how far down the road did that possibility go?
Yeah, I mean, we were quite far down. It came as a shock when it sort of all fell through, really. And, I'm a big believer that things happen for a reason. And the fact that this Fleetwood thing came up a couple of days later was something that I wanted to explore. And when I did come down and meet the owner and the manager, I was hooked. Right, in the first sort of 10 minutes, I knew what the vision that they had for the club and obviously where the club had come from. And you don't build something like this out of nothing. You really have to have the roots and the passion and everything sort of going for you to be able to do what they have done here. So something that I really wanted to buy, I really bought into that and I've loved every minute of it.
I suppose you've got to sell it to the family as well if they're looking forward to a move to, was it Florida, I think? You've got to say to the missus, look, we're not going to Florida, we're going to Fleetwood.
Yeah, they're both on the coast. it was tough sort of picking the wife up from the floor after obviously the bombshell of that falling through and, sort of consequently, actually talking about it. And at the end of the day, it's about the family and it's about me enjoying my football. And, this opportunity has given me a chance to do both. I get to spend time with the family, which is great. But importantly for me, in terms of my job, it's enjoying playing, enjoying being around. I think, when you've been in the game for so long, you do get sort of dress rooms that are tough to be in. And this is, like I said, being a breath of fresh air. I really enjoyed coming into work and really working hard with the boys to try and, help us get up that table.
Well, you've swapped one relegation battle, which looks like it might end in failure, to one here that looks like it'll be a happier story.
Yeah, I mean, the boys, there's so much talent in this group of players. A lot of inexperience, which obviously lends to games not really quite going the way that you would expect. And I think it's about really sort of trying to get the balance right. I know that the manager's spoken about getting a bit more experience in the side and a bit more sort of voices. And, that's obviously what I bring. It's important that the boys, as talented as they are, understand how to win games. When things aren't quite going their way, how to react and how to deal with it. And I think that's what they're learning. And I think hopefully that's a part of the game I'm bringing. Obviously, with a little bit of my quality that I bring with me, and thankfully, since I've been here, we've started picking up, which is the impact I want to make. And obviously, it's important that we win games, because it is a relegation fight that we're still in.
And the final one is, given the impact that you have made, what happens next? There's only a couple of months of the season to go. Could you be here next year, or have you made your mind up you want to?
There's nothing set in stone. It's something, like I say, I'm really enjoying my time here. You know, who's to say things go well? You know, I won't be here next season. It's certainly something that I'm not actually thinking about at the moment, but it's something, obviously, it's around the corner. And if the opportunity did come for me to stay up, you know, and everything worked out, then I'd be more than happy to stay here. Like I said, it's all about me enjoying myself, enjoying my teammates, enjoying, you know, what I'm doing. You know, as long as the family are happy with that, then I'm all good.